哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名正道。
哈利路亚 ，In the name of Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助
，relying on the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们大家继续来学习，来分享但以理书第六章的信息。
We shall continue, to share on the message of Daniel chapter 6.
这一章呢，我们看到哈、哦，但以理哈、哦、信仰的得胜，信仰的得胜。
We can see from this chapter how Daniel was victorious in his faith.
特别在这一章，我们看到是得胜狮子。
In particular, he prevailed against the lion.
同时也得胜属灵的那个撒旦啊，离界里面的撒旦。
At the same time, he prevailed against the spiritual devil.
也同时得胜那些哈、哦、在身旁的、身边的、在生活上的一群撒旦帮的人，撒旦的人。
He also prevailed against the messengers of the devil around him.
这一章是信啊得胜的信仰的见证。
This chapter talks about the faith that is victorious.
当我们在分享但以理书的时候
，When we share the book of Daniel,
我们发现到一个平凡的信徒但以理，平凡的信徒不断的在外邦人当中荣耀真神。
We notice that an ordinary believer Daniel can continue to glorify God in a Gentile land.
也许你不同意说但以理是普通信徒吗？他本来就是普通信徒呀。
Perhaps you may not agree with me that Daniel was an ordinary.
你以为他是谁啊？你以为他是先知啊？你以为他是长老啊？你以为他是祭司啊？是文士啊？都不是呀。
Who do you think he was? Was he a prophet, a scribe, or priest?
他被抓的时候就是个很平凡的百姓，以色列民，一个少年人而已呀。
When he was taken captive, he was only a youth. He was only a youth.
他也不是教会里面的、圣殿里面的什么祭司集团的人，也不是什么文士，也不是什么都，就是平凡信徒。
He was not a priest. He was not a scribe. He was only a very ordinary believer.
但是我们看到这一位平凡的信徒，却不断的在外邦人当中，不断让神得到尊荣。不断的让神得到大大的荣耀。
But this very ordinary believer, he continued to give glory to God in a gentle.
这是我们读但以理书非常宝贵的一个启示，非常宝贵的一个信息。
This is a
平凡的信徒不断的得胜，不断的荣耀，真是平凡的信徒。
This is a very precious message and revelation that we can obtain from the book of Daniel. That is, an ordinary believer can continue to glorify God in this gentle.
这样我们明白了吗？
Do you understand?
不要以为要当传道、要当执事、要当领导人、要当负责人、当什么才可以做一番事业，他能够荣耀神，才能够怎样怎样怎样，好像很爱神。其实不用，
Let's not,
平凡信徒就不断的可以在荣耀真神。
Let's not think that we need to be a preacher or a deacon or a CMC member, but we can be in our own ways to glorify God.
这是我们读但以理书很感动的事，也是突然间一个醒悟的一件事情。平凡的信徒却有这么不平凡的信仰，平凡的信徒却有这么不平凡爱神的见证。
This is something that touches deeply. A very ordinary believer like Daniel is able to lead such an extraordinary life to glorify God.
遇到很多的试探，不断的试探，生命的危险都能够胜过。
He has met all kinds of temptations, and he is able to prevail against them all.
这第六章是但以理书生平的最后一章。
This
他的历史生平历史的最后一章。
This is the history. This is the last chapter of the history concerning.
因为从七章开始到十二章，就是在讲预言，在讲奥秘了，然后再讲启示了。
From chapter 7 to the last chapter of the book of Daniel, it will only deal with the prophecies and the revelation.
那后来的七章到十章不在重点，不在但以理了，都是在神的国、神的预言、末世的真教会。
The main point in chapter 7 onwards is no longer about Daniel, but it is about the prophecy and the coming kingdom.
我们大家请翻开但以理书的第六章。
Let us all turn to Daniel chapter 6.
我们之前有讲过两个重点，第六章的两个重点。
We have mentioned of these two main points in chapter 6.
第一个重点就是但以理被新的王被新王重用，新的国度，新的王重用。
We mentioned that Daniel was esteemed highly by the king at that time.
他不断步步高升，不断的高升，高升了还要再高升。
Not only did he continue to prosper.
那为什么王这样的看重他呢？
Why did the king esteem him so much?
第三节就是一个答案。
Verse 3 tells us of the answer.
因为但以理有美好的灵性。
Because Daniel distinguished himself and an excellent.
因为有美好的灵性，所以高过其他的总长，所以
He had an excellent spirit in him, and that is why he was able to distinguish himself.
世人或者公司、世界看你的才干，看你的厉害，看你够狠，看你够聪明，哦，看你够敢做，哇，就升高你，就看中你，对不对？
The people of the world, especially in your office, they will look at your skills and how you perform in the eyes of people.
几乎你的道德怎么样，他不太理了，这是你私人个人事情了。最终你为公司能够赚，你对公司能够带来赚钱嘛，带来成功嘛，最重要是这一点而已。
They do not care so much about your moral values, but what they esteem more is the benefit that you can bring to the company.
这个是世界的看法，世界用人的方法，用人的方法。
This is how the world make use of you.
可是很奇怪，你这个王哦，是世界的王嘛，是外邦人的王嘛？他用但以理的时候，不是看但以理的那种才干，他是看他有美好的灵性啊，就是完美的道德，美好的灵性。
But surprisingly, this Gentile king, when he looked at Daniel, he based it on the spiritual nurture of Daniel.
这个是非常奇妙的一件事情。
This is a very astonishing fact.
当然，但以理也是因为有神的灵，所以他充满着聪明智慧。
But of course, it is because of the Spirit of God that was in Daniel that is why he was filled with.
但是这里很清楚地告诉我们，重点是美好的灵性，兄弟，请你注意，是因为你有美好的灵性，请注意这一方面。
But it is rather because Daniel was able to distinguish himself above them all.
好，我们再讲的第二个重点，上次的第二个重点。
We talk about the second important point.
也因为王看中但以理，所以遭受到撒的嫉妒。
It was because the king esteemed Daniel, that is why the devil was envious.
表面上是那些撒旦帮的人，那些恨但以理的人来反对他。事实上，灵界的魔鬼在嫉妒他。
Superficially, it looks as though it was the people around Daniel who hated him and who was envious of him, but actually it was in the spiritual realm that devil.
那么在第四节开始，我们就看到他们在做一个很重要的会议，开了一个很重要的会议。
From verse 4, we can see that they came together to have a meeting.
我们国家开会吼，重点就是国家大事嘛，对不对
？When our country has a call for a meeting, it is to discuss important matters of the country.
每个部门，卫生部长也好，国防部长也好，什么部长开会，一定是关乎到部门的重要事情啊。才开重要会议，对不对
？Every minister, every ministry or department, when they come to meet, they will discuss about the important matters that relates to the ministry.
但是你看第四节，这些全部都是政府的高官，总长啦、总督啦、省长啦，各个王的政府部门的高官在开会，在做什么？开会是怎样除灭但以理啊？开会是怎样哦？把但以理杀掉啊，是这样开会的呀。
In verse 4, we can see that all these governors, satraps, and high officials of this king, they came together to discuss how to destroy Daniel.
这是代表国家呢，他们都是国家的政府人员来的呢，不是私人啊，不是像平民百姓的，不是呢。
They were supposed to be government officials, and they are not ordinary people.
所以你看，这是多么可怕的事情，也是多么可笑的事情。
This is such a frightening thing, and it, of course, it is also such a mockery.
国家的大臣、国家的政府高官、重点有权柄的人，全部开会是为了要对付一个但以理，让他伤害他、毁灭他，就是对付他一个人而已。
They were very high officials in the palace of the king, yet they have come together to only to kill, to try to plot against Daniel.
所以没有后面幕后的那个灵界的撒旦在鼓动啊，这是不可能这样做的。
If not for Satan who is behind them plotting for them, then it is not possible.
这是我们上一次所提出的两个重点啊。
These were the two points that we highlighted in our last session.
那今天我们继续看第三个重点。
Today we shall continue with the third point.
就是六节到九节。
Verses 6-9.
这一段我给他一个小主题，叫做愚昧无知的禁令，王的禁令。禁令就是禁止和的王的命令。
This passage, I give it a sub theme as the foolish and the ignorant decree of the king.
为什么做王的这个命令呢？禁令呢是愚昧无知的呢？为什么
？Why do I say that this king's decree was foolish？
我们来读下去，来。
Let us read verse 6. So these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, King Darius, live forever. Verse 7. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Verse 8. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, so that it cannot be changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter. Verse 9. Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree.
好，这里我们看到这些政府官员啊，政府高官啊，用三种的方法哈、啊，来蒙骗、来欺骗这个王，来发出这个禁令，三种。
Here we can see that these government officials they use these plots.To manipulate and to try to deceive this king.
你看得出哪里有三种吗？
Can you see the three points where they plotted to manipulate?
第一，他们要怎样说服这个王发这个命令呢？怎么样说服呢？
How did they plot to manage? How did they manage to convince this king?
第一，他们用说谎，用谎言来蒙骗这个王，来欺骗这个王。
First, they use lies to deceive this king.
你看到他怎么样说谎吗？看到没有
？Do you see how they tell lies？
他对王说，这些人对王说，王啊，国中的总长哦，最高的领袖哦，有最高领袖有三个嘛，包括但以理嘛，对不对？所以说，最高的总长、钦差、总督，我们大家都彼此商讨，我们都已经同意了，意思说但以理也在里面的，跟我们一起开会都同意这个禁令，同意这件事情。
The first lie that they said was, in verse 7, all the governors of the kingdom, the administrators, the satraps, the counselors, advisors have consulted together to establish this royal statute. But all that includes Daniel. Daniel did not participate in
it. 这明显是在欺骗王嘛，但你根本没有参加这种会议啊。
It is very obvious that Daniel was not part of this consultation.
但是他们这样讲起来，我们总长啦，我们总督啦，我们各大大臣啦、钦差啦，我们已经开会了，已经同意这样的，那王就会以为但以理也一定是同意的，因为但以理也是总长啊，也在里面啊，那个就是用谎言啊来欺骗王。
The way they put it is that all of them, all the governors of the kingdom and all these high officials have come together and consulted within themselves to establish this royal statute. But in fact, Daniel was not one of them.
这些人很大胆哦，敢骗王。如果真相被揭露的时候，你命都没有，你敢骗王。
They were so bold as to go to the extent of lying to the king.
好，那第二个方法是什么呢
？What was the second method?
他用骄傲，死亡骄傲，用骄傲来蒙骗王，让王答应这个方法，这个禁令。
They use pride, to deceive the king into agreeing.
因为他这个方法说，王啊，30天里面，除了可以向你求，什么人都不可以求，只可以向你一个人求而已。哇，这个王听了，他已经不是人了，他根本就是神了。
So they told the king that in 30 days, no one is supposed to pray to any god or man except the king. So when the king heard this, he was very puffed up.
这个波斯帝王啊，波斯国的帝王啊，已经是世界第一等啊，最高等、最低等的王了。现在他还要超越的神，因为连我们向真神来祷告、来祈求都不可以，你向你的其他的假神来祷告、偶像来拜也不可以，唯独可以向你求。那么这个王不是超越的神吗
？So with this royal statute that they have come together to establish, to make this king so great, don't you think that he has elevated himself to be more than the king, more than God?
在国家里面，在生活上，在家庭里面，我们不能够向父亲求什么，孩子也不能够向母亲求什么，学生也不能够向老师求什么，要求什么。那么在宗教上，也不能够向真神来求什么，唯独你可以。
So,
那你不是比神更厉害的吗？
So it's like at home, we are not able to petition against our parents. In school, we cannot make a petition to our teachers. And in the country, we cannot even pray to our God. So don't you think that the king is even higher than God?
这个事情啊，不要说三十天啊，三个小时不能够求都，这任何人求什么都辛苦哦。不要说三十天啊，三天都不得了，我跟你讲。
Let alone even 3 hours, let alone 30 days, this would be a very difficult thing for them to do.
王本来就是很骄傲的嘛，那这件事情他听起来更加爽哦，哇，世界第一等啊，哇，连神都不能够拜啊，只能够求我跪拜我而已。So, 那你不爽，爽到乱啊，跟你讲。
So this truly put this king in a very arrogant position where he, no one else was able to make any petition except to him.
所以他这些人是用心理学啊，让王高兴，蒙着王，让他骄傲。
So this
让他自以为真的是神的，厉害过神的时候，他肯定会答应下这个禁令。他真的是这样。
These people, they use psychology to convince the king that he is very great, and in this way, they will be able to manipulate and convince him to
accept his decree. 国中有很多乞丐，很多贫穷人啊，没钱吃饭啊，向富翁求一点饭吃。朋友有难了，没钱了，向你借钱，唔得，不可以求。那明天也不可以，那下个礼拜也不可以，那什么时候？三十天过后，死掉了，饿都饿死了。
So for a period of 30 days, even the beggars or any friends are not able to make petition against for anyone.
所以这个禁令哦，这个方法哦，莫名其妙的，你对国家来讲也是没有好处，对整个社会所在地也没有好处，你对一个家庭，对家庭也带来没完全没有好处。对孩子、对丈夫、对妻子，哇，没有人会得到好处的。没有一个人会得到好处，整个国家都得不到好处。
So this kind of petition, is quite ridiculous. It does not bring benefit to the country, to the society, or to the family.
那既然没有好处的方法，为什么要同意呢？为什么要下这种禁令呢？因为爽嘛，我是神啊，我还闪哦。
And since this does not bring benefit to the country, why did they allow this?It is to make the king happy.
这些人哦，利用这种王的骄傲的心哦，来骗他，让他掉下这个陷阱。
So they made use of the king's pride and arrogance, in order to fall into their trap.
所以人一骄傲起来，往往会做出愚蠢愚昧的事情，没有智慧的事。真的是这样。
When one is proud, very often we will fall into this trap.
那第三个方法是什么呢
？What is their third method?
第三个方法，他们又用波斯帝国的法律来蒙骗王。
The third one is they use the law of the Medes and the Persians.
因为波斯帝国的这个法律哈，就是王已经盖的意思，已经答应了的事情，盖的印的不能够反悔，王就想要反悔也不可以的。
This law of the Medes and Persians states that once the king has signed the decree, he cannot alter.
因为如果王后悔了，王反悔了，觉得做错了，他可以改啊。但是波斯帝国的法律不可以。你既然答应了，你盖印了就不可以改，王也不能够改。这个就是用法律来欺骗他，
so、even,
来捆绑他，困住他。
Even if the king were to regret it later, he cannot.Alter, he cannot revoke it just because it is in the law of the Medes and Persians.
所以我们看到今天哦，世人哦，世上的人不计一切的代价，想要得到这种不真实的虚荣。哇，三十天我就是好，三十天里面我好像神这样，想要得到这种不真实的虚荣，虚假的荣耀。
So the people of the world, in order to obtain this kind of glory, they will go all out.
纵使是不是真不是实际的，不是带来好处的，他们也愿意这样去做。
Even if it does not bring any benefit, they were still willing to go ahead.
而且这种虚荣呢，是很短暂而已，就是三十天而已。
This kind of vainglory is very short. It's only for 30 days.
但魔鬼知道我们人的心呐，他知道。
But the devil knows man's heart.
所以他用这种虚荣、虚假的荣耀，纵使是短暂的虚荣也好，他也会叫你离开真实。放弃你的信仰，放弃你的灵魂。
The devil will use this kind of vainglory, even though it is only for a short period, to ask you to leave God.
所以今天有许多基督徒啊，不要讲外邦人，许多信徒、基督徒用虚荣啊，来唤起了他们灵魂的使命。他们为了要得到虚假的荣耀，把他们的灵魂生命卖出去，卖出去了。
Today, many Christians, many believers have exchanged their own soul for this vainglory.
所以主耶稣很清楚的、直接的提醒我们、警告我们。
That is why our Lord Jesus Christ, He reminded us.
人若赚得全世界，赚得全世界就是很大的虚荣啊，很大的虚荣。
Jesus said,
赚全世界你开玩笑。
You may earn the whole world.
但是你赔上你的生命有什么益处呢
？But what would it do to your soul？
人还能够拿什么来换生命呢？这个是主耶稣很清楚、很直接的提醒我们。
What can
有什么益处呢
？What can you use to exchange for your soul？
主耶稣讲这段话是要我们看清楚魔鬼的诡计，他就是一定会用世界的虚荣来让你唤起你的灵魂生命。
When our Lord Jesus said this, it is to remind us, to be able to see through the schemes of the devil.
所以我们从但以理书第六章看到大力乌王啊，因为这种虚假的荣耀上当了，就下了这种禁令。
So we can see that because of all these vainglories, that Darius he fell into this trap.
所以呢，大力乌王这个时候他也成了一个无知的、无知愚昧的。
Therefore, King Darius has also become a foolish man.
其实他已经是有最大的荣耀了。
Actually, he has already all the glory.
在巴比伦国都已经被他毁灭掉了。当时的世界，那时的时代，他是最厉害的王，最大的君王，最有权柄，最有荣耀。他还想要什么
？Babylon was already destroyed by him, and he was already the greatest at that time. What else did he want?
原来人的虚荣是没有止境的。纵使你做了君王啊。你还是要那种虚荣的，你还是不断的要那种虚荣。
So even though he may have been the king, the greatest king at that time, he will still continue to seek after all these.
所以今天许多人就上魔鬼的当，魔鬼知道我们喜欢这种东西，我们知道我们爱好什么，就用这种虚荣不断的对付你，不断的欺骗你，不断的引诱你。
That is why the devil knew that these are what the people of the world would seek after, and this is how he would set us.Into his trap.
那造成我们教会的问题，也造成我们同工之间的冲突问题，各种的不和，家庭的不和，各种的不和，虚荣，因为虚荣。
And this vainglory has resulted in all these clashes and disharmony in church or in the family.
好，请注意这六节到九节的哈，一面无知的禁令，里面就是虚荣。
Please take note of verses 6-9. How vain this about this king? How glory? How ignorant and how foolish he was.
来，我们做第十节。
We read verse 10.
第十节这里说，但以理不怕王的禁令，照常三次祷告，一日三次的祷告。
Here it tells us that Daniel was not afraid of the king's decree. He continued to pray three times a day.
哦，那但以理爱神的心啊，胜过爱自己。
The love that Daniel had for God surpasses that of himself.
今天我们是爱自己胜过爱真神，胜过爱主耶稣。今天我们的情形是这样。
Today we love ourselves more than we love God.
但是但以理在这里让我们看到呢，他做了一个很好的榜样，也很真实的这个见证。他爱真神胜过爱自己的生命，爱自己的人。
From here, we can see that Daniel gave us a very, very good example. He loved God more than he loved himself.
哦，如果今天政府啊，哦，他下令说我们基督徒不能够向主耶稣祷告，请问你还会不会向主耶稣祷告呢？
Assuming the government set a decree today, disallowing us to pray to our God, will you still pray to God?
如果有一天真的是发生这种事情。会不会再向耶稣祷告呢？因为政府说不能哦，政府下了命令哦，那违反的就抓，就抓。
If this day were to really come, the government ban us from worshiping God, will you still continue to pray to God?
我相信有不少的基督徒会说，没有办法咯，传道，政府下命令哦，又不是我不爱神，又不是我不想祷告，政府的命令，我们不能够违反政府的命令。我相信会有不少人这样讲。
I believe, quite a few of our believers will say, we have no choice because this is set up by the government. We have to obey.
你注意看我们这次管制令。
If you were to notice during this MCO,
当然政府有下的命令，我们就尽量去遵守，去满足政府的要求，去配合。可是政府没有很清楚说不可以的，我们自作主张，哎，不可以啊，那个不可以啊，这个不可以啊，你在搞什么东西啊？政府都没有很明显的说不可以。我们自己怕这个怕那个，说这个不可以那个不可以，讲到一定要戴口罩，一定要这个一定要那个，政府有这样讲吗？没有。
The government did not specifically mention that there are a few things that we cannot do, but we on our part we said it as though it is prohibited.
在教会里面就是三五个人而已。
It is only
而且离开这么遥远，那什么意思呢？你要表达的是什么
？What are those people trying to portray?
有时我觉得我们过笼了，我们已经自以为是的过笼，政府都没有禁止，也没有说不可以，我们自己
做的。Sometimes maybe we have gone overboard.
那如果政府真的说不可以向主耶稣祷告的时候，请问你还会不会遵守？
If
那是你用什么理由来讲呢？
If one day the government were to say that you cannot pray to God anymore, what would you do?
这里是丹尼尔已经知道了的，你看到吗？丹尼尔知道这个禁令哦。如果他不知道哦，他蒙叉叉，他还是向神祷告，那个不叫做勇敢，那个也不叫做爱真神，那个也不是叫做有信心，不是，因为他蒙叉叉，他根本不知道这个禁令。
Here it tells us that Daniel already knew that this decree was signed. It is not that he did not know or he was ignorant about it.
这里说当你是知道的，知道了他还这样祷告，他会付出生命代价，他会死的呀。
So here,
他会被狮子吞吃的呀。
Here it tells us that Daniel knew very clear about this, and if he were to continue to pray to God, then he might even land up.
所以这个就是很让我们感动，很让我们今天要深深思考的问题。第十节。如果今天换作是我们，我们会这样做吗？如果我们今天这样做，我们说试探神，哇，沉船到试探神，政府说不可以，你还去祷告，你试探神，肯定是这样，会不会这样？我相信有人会这样讲。
If the government were to ban us from praying to God and we continue to pray, does it mean that we are testing God?
那请问你敢说丹尼尔这个时候是试探神吗？你说啊，你评论呢、啊？
Would you say,
他知道了我王说不可以向神祷告，他还继续做。请问丹尼尔是不是在试探神？你要回答这个问题。
Would you say at this time that Daniel he knew that the decree has been signed and he went ahead to pray to God? Does it mean that he went against the decree and he was testing God?
我们都说他是爱神啊，不怕死，甚至付出生命他都勇敢啊。那今天为什么传道这样做的时候，你说他试探神？你说他骄傲？你说他这样说他那样？为什么你们有双重标准啊？你为什么不能够说这个传道爱神啊？这个传道他有信心啊？这个传道他不怕死啊？愿意付出代价？为什么不能够这样来看待呢？这个就是我们今天很严重的问题。到底标准在哪里？标准在哪里？
Why is it that sometimes we tend to have double standards when it comes to different messages in the Bible and what is practical in our lives today?
这第十节实实在在的事情，你逃避不到的，你要去面对它。
Verse 10 is a reality, and it is something that we need to face with.
啊，但以理不因为恐吓，不因为逼迫而停止对真神的敬拜。
Daniel did not stop his worship of God or his prayer to God just because of this threat.
意思说他赔上生命，失去一切，失去的官位是很是小事啊，他本来就不贪爱世界，甚至要付出他的生命，他也要向神祷告。他不能够因为这样停止向神敬拜，我还是要向神敬拜。
He was willing to exchange his soul, his life, even his position in the government, in order to continue to pray to God.
这个就是真正的信心，真正的爱神。
This is his true faith, and he loved God.
在这种紧要关头的时候，显现出来。
In this very dire situation, he was able to show forth.
请注意哦，他知道会被杀头，会被丢到狮子坑，他也愿意了。他没办法反抗，你怎样反抗？没办法反抗，那就丢了。你要丢我就丢了，要死就死了，是这样的心，知道吗？已经面对，已经准备这样的死就死。我因为真神，因为敬拜真神而死。
He knew very well that if he were to go against the decree of the king, he might be thrown into the lion's den, but he went ahead.
我想这个是我们末世真言书应该要表现出来的见证，爱神的见证，信心的见证，哦，坚定不移的见证。
I believe
这不是极端哦，请注意，跟极端不一样。
This is the testimony of faith and trust and love that we should have in God, especially in the last day.
怪不得保罗讲了这样的一句话，信仰的一句爱神的话。
That is why Paul said these words of faith.
哦，我们来看罗马书八章。
We turn to Romans chapter 8.
你从罗马书八章来看这个但以理书的这个六章的第十节的情形，你来对照一下。
If we were to compare Romans and what Daniel said here in Daniel chapter 6.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
我们读35-39。
We read verses 35-39.
我读了哈，来35节。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？请念。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
难道是患难吗？
Shall tribulation?
是困苦吗？
Distress?
是逼迫吗？
Persecution?
是饥饿吗？
Famine?
是赤身露体吗？
Nakedness?
是危险吗？
Peril?
是刀剑吗？
Sword?
再看37节。
Verse 37.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上，我们已经得胜有余了。
Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors.
再看38节。
38.
因为我深信，无论是死还是生，是天使还是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事或者是将来的事。39节。
39.
是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们以神的爱来隔绝啊。
Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
那这个爱是从哪里来的呢？
Where does this love come from?
这个爱神爱主耶稣的爱是我们主耶稣在主耶稣基督里面的，从主耶稣那的爱里面来的。
This love of God is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
就像主耶稣爱我们这样，他不怕死，他愿意死，他不怕逼迫，不怕十字架，他愿意。那我们今天也一样啊，我因为爱神，我因为我要敬拜神，我也不怕逼迫啊，我也不怕下监牢，我也不怕被杀呀。但以理就是这样，不是我啦，那个但以理说了。
Just like Jesus.
但以理就是这样啊，请注意一下，我要改正一下。
Just like Jesus, he loved us so much, he was willing to die for us on the cross.
所以真的没有任何一件事可以让我们跟神的爱隔绝的。你想要用狮子来阻挡我 ？No, no can, no dog. 我不怕。
So there is nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. Not even the lions.
那你想要用恐吓啊，让我失业啊，让我贫穷，就让我停止我对真诚的爱。没得 can， 不用讲，
If you want
没得商量。
If you want to threaten me with my job, there is no discussion about it.
所以这里上，谁能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是那个狮子洞吗？狮子坑吗？不能，
so,
不能。
There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God.
包括在天上的，想要叫我们跟主耶稣的爱隔绝都不能啊！天上的是谁呀、啊？
Even the angels or heaven or principalities or powers.
那肯定，那个天上来的一定有问题。
And perhaps,
如果是从天上来的，叫我们跟神的爱隔绝，那天上来的那个天上有问题。
And if there is anything from heaven who will tell you to separate yourself from the love of God,
你天上来又怎么样啊？你天上来叫我跟神的爱隔绝，你就有问题。我是不会听你的。
Even if you come from heaven and you ask me to separate from the love of God, I will not listen to you.
何况一个政府的禁令，一种无知的禁令，一种骄傲的禁令下，无知的。
What more about such a regulation?From the government,
是吧？所以你从罗马书八章，你来对照这个但以理书第十节、六章十节的那种信仰见证，你来对照一下。
So if you were to compare Romans chapter 8 verses 35 to 39 and Daniel chapter 6 verse 10,
他不过是个平凡信徒。
Daniel was only a very ordinary believer.
一个被抓，一个被抓去的一个被掳到外邦人国家的一个平民信徒。
He was a captive, taken exile into a foreign land.
人是平凡的人，但是信仰却是不平凡的信仰。
We may be ordinary believers, but our faith will be extraordinary.
因为他爱神的心是这么的实在，是这么的真实，是这么的坚定。
Because the love that we have for God, the love Daniel had for God was so real.
好，那跟着呢，他知道这个禁令了，他去哪里祷告呀？
So when he knew about this decree, where did he go?
那我就故意的到众的面前去祷告，是不是？让大家看我是爱神的，你看我是不怕逼迫的，你看我是不怕阻挡的，是不是这样？
Because,
如果是这样，那叫做试探神。
Did he go to a public space?
这个叫做试探神。
Did he go to a public space to pray to God and to show others that he was praying so that the others can come and capture him?
是吗？做给人看。
It is to do something for others.
可是但以理不是做给人看。
But he did not do it for others.
这里说他跑去哪里祷告？
Where did he go to pray?
他就回到自己的家呀。我在自己的家祷告不可以啊，那个是私人空间、私人地方，知道吗？
Here he went back home to pray. It is his own private space.
那个是没有人进来的，除非我允许他来，不然那个就是我的家，我一个人在家而已。And, 我自己在家祷告都不可以啊，那个叫做试探者。
And if it is my own private space at home, no one else will come in. Is it about testing God?
我讲了，如果但以理是要表演的，要做给人家看到十字路口去祷告，哇，祷告你看我不怕王的命，哇，你看我多爱神，那个就是试探者，那个也是骄傲。也是愚蠢愚昧，也叫做愚昧。
If Daniel were to go to the intersection of the road to pray to God, that would be foolish of him because that would be testing God.
人家是回到家里呀、啊，独自一人静静的向神祷告。
He went home to the privacy of his room and he prayed to God.、
嗯、所以这个哈、哦、是不一样的哈、哦，所以这个这一点就相差很远啊、哦。大家请留意一下，他去哪里祷告很重要。
So this is where the difference lies, and where he went to pray is very important.
所以我觉得我们无论我们将来的信仰多么困难，多么遇到怎样的禁令或者逼迫，我们一定要早早预备好你自己祷告的私人空间。你一定要有自己的私人、很私人的祷告空间，没有人可以阻挡你，政府也不能阻挡你，你自己要制造一个、安排一个私人的祷告空间。
So perhaps right from now, we should establish a private space where we can pray to God. And in the event the government sets a regulation that we cannot pray to God anymore.
哪里是我们最好的祷告空间？
Where would be this private space that we can pray to God?
我们的家，我们自己的家。
Our own homes.
还有神的殿啊。
And also the temple of God.
不是指教会，那是教会不能够来的。我们的心啊，我们整个人就是殿，神的殿啊。圣灵内住在我里面，我就在神的殿里面，内心里面不断的敬拜神、祷告。
Our body is the temple of God, and we continue to meditate and to pray in our hearts to God.
但是这里的呢，是真真实实哈、哦、跪下来祷告的，不只是心里祷告，真正的跪下来祷告的、哦、向着耶路撒冷祷告。
But here in Daniel's case, he actually knelt down to pray and he prayed towards Jerusalem.
为什么要向着耶路撒冷祷告？
Why did he pray towards Jerusalem?
意思告诉我们说，他的心，但以理的心是对着神的殿来祷告，他的心是向着神的殿耶路撒冷来祷告的，他的心在耶路撒冷。他的心在神的殿里面。
It tells us that his heart was set towards the temple in Jerusalem.
所以今天我们祷告的时候，一直祷告的时候，我们的心惦记着什么？我们的心一直向往着什么？是想做神的殿吗？想往做哦，向着耶路撒冷神的殿祷告吗？你祷告的时候，你的心在惦记什么
？Today when we pray to God, where is our heart? Is it towards the temple of God?、
再来，他的祷告是一日三次。原来他不是故意的啊、哦！王下了这个命令哦，我故意表现出我很勇敢，我故意在这个非常时期的表现出我很爱神，所以我特别祷告三次，平时祷告一次罢了。或者平时没有什么祷告的，这是特别祷告三次。如果是这样，那也不是真实，那是有一点表演在里面。
If Daniel,
有一点的表演在里面。
If Daniel did not pray three times a day, on normal days he probably pray once a day, but on this occasion he prayed three times a day, then he is perhaps trying to show off.
这里说他一日三次祷告，这一天三次祷告，他平常就这样啊，我没有表演啊。我本来就是这样的，我也没有加多一堂，我也没有减少一堂。哦，王禁令哦，那我看不要三次咯，一次两次就好了，减少一次咯。那我也没有说，因为王禁令哦，我更加勇敢，加多一次咯，四次祷告咯，所以也没有加，也没有减，就是平常照平常这样。你平常是这样，那今天也是这样，这样就对了，不用加，也不用减。
So as was his custom, he knelt down three times a day. He did not lessen it to two times because of the threat of the king. Neither did he add it to four times because he wanted to show off.
所以魔鬼要控告我们，他控告不下。我不是表演啊，我是不是特别这样特别祷告？也不是啊，我本来就这样，我每天都是这样的，我是过正常生活的，我的心没有改变。
Although the devil tried to accuse and attack Daniel, but he could not do it because Daniel continued to pray three times a day, as was his custom.
犹太人现在哦，他们的祷告生活三次哦，大概是在早啊，是在早上九点、中午十二点跟下午三点。
According to the customs of the Jews, they will pray three times a day, 9 a.m., 12 noon, and 3 p.m.
啊，下午三点叫做晚祷哦，晚祷晚啊晚祷会，因为再过三个小时就一天结束了，已经是旁。在他们讲是傍晚，是晚祷，献晚祭了，献晚祭。
The 3 p.m. prayer to them would be something like an evening prayer, late afternoon prayer.
好，那我们继续看下去。
We continue reading.
那十一节到十五节这一段。
Verse 11 to verse 15.
这里我们看到撒旦帮啊，这一群人啊，就对但以理的控告。
We can see that the people around Daniel accused him.
十一节。
Verse 11.
那些人就是那个撒旦帮的人，那一群人哈，就纷纷的聚集，见但以理在他神的面前祷告，那就是跑到但以理的家去偷看他喽。
So these
窥探他，偷看我们叫做窥探他。
These people actually went into Daniel's house to spy on him.
你怎么知道但以理在家里祷告？你怎么知道？
How do you know that Daniel prayed in his house?
那当然，你一定是跑到他家里面去，他的附近，他的旁边啊，他的家外面一直看，一直看，一直看，一直看啊，看到他在祷告，那肯定是你在窥探他呀。你在那边一直在监控他呀。
Obviously, they were spying on him, trying to see his every move.
撒旦哦，会窥探我们 ，spy 我们，请注意。
Satan also will spy on us.
看你做错做什么兄弟，看你有什么把柄给他们抓到，每天都在盯着你，那张眼睛，那张无形的眼睛不断在盯着你，盯着你，你会感受到的，很刺激的，很压力的。
And the devil will spy on us to see what are the things that he will charge us.
保罗也曾经受过这样的哦，撒旦的窥探。抓他的把柄，这样的盯着他，假装跟他好啊，假装啊支持他，在他旁边这样盯着他，看他有没有做错事，看他有没有说错话，一讲错话就盯他，就告他，这个是叫做窥探。
Paul also had such experience where the devil would just spy on him to jump on him whenever he commits any error.
请看加拉太书二章。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 2.
我们读第四节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 4.
因为有偷作引进来的假弟兄私下窥探我们啊，看我们在基督耶稣的自由啊，啊，要叫我们做奴仆，有私自偷作进来，偷偷摸摸，黑黑暗暗，哦，不是光明正大的进来，私下窥探我们，看我们有做错事吗？看我们有说错话吗？啊讲啊，传道今天在讲什么道理啊？有没有批评谁啊？有什么什么嘛？他马上去控告了。
There were false brethren, secretly brought in to spy on them, whether they have said anything wrong, so that they could attack them.
这个是出于撒旦的，我们千万不要做这种事情。如果你对传道不满，你要指出传道的错误，你光明正大，你不用偷偷摸摸、假假装装。哎，传道，你刚才。你这样是错的，你刚才讲是错的，光明正大的批评，啊，凭着爱心，那可以的，那非常感谢你。
If there is anything that you have against the preachers or the preachers, and then you should approach him directly and tell him in a.
可是假装来支持传道，哇，传道你讲得很好，哇，感谢神，这私下在那边控告传道。
But not to the.
这样传道的坏话。
But not to the extent of spying on him and praising him in front of him and at the back of him, you accuse him and attack him.
偷作进来窥探我们呐、啊。
These false brethren were brought in to spy on them.
传道奉主的名讲到是光明正大，现在大家在听的呀，哪里有偷偷摸摸呀？对还是错，你们都听得清清楚楚的呀，眼睛也看得到的呀，是不是？清清楚楚的站在台上，看得清清楚楚的呀，网上看也看得清清楚楚的呀。
Everything spoken by the preacher is spoken very openly and clear, and it is not by stealth.
但以理就是这样被这一群人窥探。
Daniel was likewise been spied by these people.
有一次传道进行会有一位国外的传道很忠心的传道人他向我们做见证。
There was once during the preacher's spiritual nurture meeting, and there was this foreign preacher who bore with this witness.
我们大家都知道他的头开刀哈，开了四次。
This preacher has this head operation four times.
本来两次到三次，两次就 OK 了，因为魔鬼哦，在医院的时候，他看到魔鬼哦来窥探他，头伸从医院的门口那边这样伸出来看他，啊，久不久又从天花板那边那头跑出来这样看他，偷偷的这样瞄他，就好像看中你，看你看你什么把柄被抓到，看你什么什么事情，你做什么事情，然后就对付你，这个叫做撒旦在窥探这个主。人家传道人在医院里。
Demon witness that when he was in the hospital, the devil actually came many times to spy on him.
我也曾经做过见证啊，有一段时间我常常面对撒旦的扰。一段时间我很害怕，常常不能够入睡。
I have also bore this testimony. At one period, I was not able to doze off because I was.
所以我很理解这种什么叫做撒旦的窥探，感受到真的好像有人在跟着你，一双眼睛在盯着你，其实是没有的。也不是心理作用，你不要以为啊心理作用，我也以为我是心理作用，后来当我发现到，所以说当我看到就是魔鬼在偷看，偷偷摸摸的这样暗暗的这样窥探，这样好像在 spy 你这样，那你给你很大的压力。
I understand this very clearly because I have gone through this myself. When I was spied by the devil, initially I thought it was just a psychological thing.
这个不是个神儿女的行为，这肯定是出于撒旦的，偷偷摸摸这样来窥探的，是出于撒旦。神的儿女，真神不会这样做，神的儿女也不会这样做。
God.
要么就当面的指责你，当面的来劝导你，就是这样。
God's children will not spy on preachers in this way. It would be best if we can just approach the preacher and speak in a.
为什么讲到这个窥探这个问题呢
？Why do I talk about this spying?
就是十一节的问题。
It is in verse 11.
他们怎么知道丹尼里在房间楼房上祷告？他们怎么会知道
？How would they know that Daniel prayed in the upper room？
就是有 spy 咯。
Because there were spies。
我们是这样来对待人的吗？这样是人与人之间的生活是这样对待的吗
？Is this how we treat others？
这个第六章讲不完了，我想讲到这里就好了。
I am not able to finish. I will have to stop here.
愿神祝福大家吧。
May God help us.
那个丢到狮子洞，那个也是个大神迹啊。
That to be thrown into the lion's den, that would be another great testimony.
但以理书有两个大神迹，一个是丢到火窑里面去，一个是丢到狮子洞去，这两个大神迹。
There are these two great witnessing and two great miracles in the book of Daniel. One is when the three friends were being thrown into the fiery furnace, and in this case,
你看到最后的时候，第六章最后那段，就是王不断的颂咏赞美天上的真神。
And the last part of Daniel chapter 6, we can see how the king continued to exalt God.
魔鬼想要哈破坏我们，破坏我们的信仰，破坏神的儿女，破坏神的荣耀。结果使神的名，因为神儿女的忠心呢，让神的名得到更大更大的荣耀。
The devil wants to continually to harm us and to destroy our faith in him. But we, on the other hand, we will emerge victorious and we continue to give glory to God.
我们再次读但以理书的时候所学习到的，大家要注意，一个平凡信徒不断的在荣耀真神，使神得到荣耀。
This is what we can learn from the book of Daniel: how an ordinary believer can have this extraordinary faith to give glory to God.